Welcome to the Music in Mind podcast, where we are bringing music back to the conversation. I am your host, Ryan Robinson. Welcome to the first recording of the Music in Mind podcast. This is Ryan Robinson, your host. I am here sitting with my first guest, my lovely wife, Desiree Robinson. Say hello to the people.
Hey, y'all.
Sorry,
was I supposed to say more? I'm so honored to be here. This is wonderful. I'm so excited to be your first guest.
Yes, I think you were available. For the first podcast subject, we just wanted to talk about, why haven't you been listening to music these days? Honestly, you know how much I love music.
Well, okay, so it's not that I don't listen to music, because I do. I don't listen to the radio anymore. So I have my playlist of songs and like my go-to artists that I listen to. So I do listen to music. I just don't listen to what's popular.
What's the latest year on your playlist?
I think maybe 2003, 2004, maybe.
We'll have to check that later. But explain to me why you don't listen to what's on the radio today.
Honestly, I feel like if you're listening to something, kind of like a book, you have to connect with it. You know what I mean? Take a book, for example. Like, you can sit there and read your favorite subject, and time goes by so fast. And the next thing you know, you're like, I've been reading for 5 hours. I need to go to bed. I got to get up in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Or you could read a textbook, and you're falling asleep before you finish the first paragraph. Mm-hmm. If you don't connect to it, if you don't relate to it, you know, it's pulling teeth. And I don't connect to the music anymore. And like, it doesn't speak to me. And so I'd rather listen to something that makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, something that gets me excited, wakes me up to start my work day, or, you know, a song for the day, mm-hmm. you know, an album for the day, back when you could actually listen to a whole album, mm-hmm. you know, and it gives you feels. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way about today's music anymore.
You mentioned the album, which is probably the biggest thing that I missed.
You know what? I lied. Okay. The last recent song that I listened to, mm-hmm. Bruno Mars.
Ah, 24-karat magic.
Cover to cover. I can listen to that cover to cover.
Yeah, you can't skip a track.
Well, it's only 10 tracks, but those 10 pack a punch.
It's worth it. Worth the listen. If you haven't listened to 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars, I don't know where you've been, but it is an album that's reminiscent of the 90s.
Why I love it.
New Jack Swing, a little bit of the slow jams.
Slow jams? Get the Draws Deluxe album.
The mixtape. You only bring that out only for certain occasions, of course.
When you're looking.
So we were just talking about the album, Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic. What do you think makes a good album anyway?
I'd probably have to say, like, tells a story. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can follow along with the music. I don't mind it being so, like, everything doesn't have to be serious, mm-hmm. you know, it just has to have some type of purpose. Like, what was that panda song that came out? You know which one I'm talking about?
Oh.
The one that Tia kept saying.
Panda.
Yes.
Panda drove me insane.
Like, what? Like, seriously, what?
By Designer.
I don't understand. I didn't even know who. I couldn't, yeah, like, if you had a gun to my head, I wouldn't know
who that was.
I would be a goner. Okay. I'd be a goner. But I'm just saying, like, it doesn't have to be serious, but it, I loved, like, Suit and Tie.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Mm-hmm. Loved it. It had, like, a grown feel to it. Or, like, the title track, 24 Karat Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. It had, like, some thought.
Mm-hmm. Thought to it.
Thought to the song. And it just, like, the whole album was, it was catchy. It was witty.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one where, like, calling, is it Calling All My Lovelies?
Yeah, Calling All My Lovelies.
Yeah, like, yeah. It was cute and it was catchy, but there were lyrics to it.
Yeah.
And then at the end when he's, like, calling Halle Berry.
Yeah. You don't see that very often anymore or hear that. Like, an interlude in the middle of the song.
Yeah.
Talking to the lady on the phone.
But that's almost like a nod to, like, 70s. Like, Barry White. Mm-hmm. You know, Barry White. Barry White would talk to you.
Yeah. Isaac Hayes.
Oh, he talked to you, too.
Talked to you.
I mean, even the Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it makes you feel some type of way. Like, you can groove to it. Like, you can follow along to it.
Mm-hmm. You can relate to the story.
I can relate to it. Mm-hmm. I can. Mm-hmm. I can't say that with most music today.
So, you hit on several singles like Suit and Tie, 24 Karat Magic, that kind of set the tone for what kind of album you would be expecting.
Now, well, granted, that's funny because I liked Suit and Tie when it came out as a single. I hated the album the first time I heard it.
Oh, you didn't like the 2020 experience?
Oh, hated it. I hated it.
Oh.
Then the next time around.
You liked it.
It grew on me.
Mm-hmm.
It was different, and I think it was because the album was a little disjointed.
Okay, okay.
And you had to take, it wasn't a journey, it was a road trip.
Yeah. And 24 Karat, or sorry, 2020 Justin Experience.
Timberlake, yeah.
I would agree that there were long
they
tracks.
They were bangers! But they didn't, like, flow from one track to the next.
Because they had, like, the extra beat at the end of it. In some of those songs.
Yeah.
So, like, Strawberry Bubblegum,
like,
had a break.
90% of the album.
Yes. Had a, and then the second part, A 2020 Experience.
Part two,
didn't have as many breaks. So, when we're talking about albums that are grown and they make us feel good, do you think that it has something to do with the music that we listened to when we were younger that makes us feel good when we listen to them?
Yeah, I definitely think it's almost nostalgic. But like I said, I feel like it has a lot to do with the content of the music. You know, you could play an intro, and even still, like, in TV shows and movies today, they play a throwback and everybody instantly knows the song. You know what I mean? You can't really say that for the music that's come out in the last 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pickings are kind of slim. There's a lot of one-hit wonders now, and, you know, it's, let me catch your ear real quick, and they're gone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They might have thrown out an album, but do people really remember them?
Mm-hmm.
But Luther Vandross, you could play an entire album, A and the B side, you know?
Right.
You could listen to the entire collection of Chaka Khan.
We did Gladys that the other night.
We did, yeah. I mean, even our 17-month-old loves it, you know what I mean? There has to be something to it, the craftsmanship of it.
Mm-hmm.
What was that artist, the DJ who was trying to, Cassidy.
DJ Cassidy, yeah.
Yeah, like, he was trying to bring it back, and, well, I don't know what happened to his album, but, you know.
Paradise Royale.
Sure. But I'm just saying, like, he understood and he understands that you know, you can't just throw something together. Like, you know, he was bringing in Neil Rogers and orchestras, and, you know, he was crafting the music, you know. He wasn't sampling, you know, because back then there wasn't anything to sample.
Yeah, it's all original.
Yeah.
You had to write it out and everything.
Yeah, like, you had to find the orchestras. Georgia On My Mind had a full orchestra. Like, who does that anymore? Yeah. They don't. They sample it.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Kanye. They sample it.
You know, Kanye has good samples.
Oh, we're
That's another podcast, we're not gonna though. Talk. That's another podcast, though.
No.
Maybe we'll bring Desiree back
on. Oh, no.
For what I happened to Kanye
nothing
podcast.
Nothing nice to say.
About the new Kanye.
Oh, yes. Dear God, no.
Well, I will say this. You bring up a very good point about how much music disconnects and is actually not even long lasting. It's almost like Kool-Aid now. You just put the powder, put the sugar, spin around a little bit, and you have what you need. It's not like a fine wine. And one of the things that you also brought up too is like these artists go away so quick. It's almost like,
I mean, when we were in college, like it was all one hit wonders. You know what I mean? Like, it's a banger. Next.
Well, they are reminiscent.
It's a banger.
Of the college games, right?
Next.
Oh, I would say.
I mean, we went hard. Don't get me wrong. We went hard when we heard our song, but it lasted how long? It didn't
college.
It even last the whole 4 years of college.
Yeah, Laffy Taffy. That was a bad one.
It was like 2.5 solid years. Next.
Well, no one stays relevant anymore. I think it's because people's attention span is limited now.
That's a shame.
Because they don't have time to really listen to
good
music.
And then I go back to my playlist.
So nowadays, we don't even know when albums are coming out.
I blame Beyonce for that. It's all her fault. What album was it where she was just like, overnight dropped an album? People were like, oh my God, can you believe it? She dropped that album! Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, she started this. Like,
it was the Beyonce, the...
Was it the Sasha Fierce or the Four? Or when I stopped listening?
Probably when you stopped listening. It's the one that had the Drunken Love on it.
Is that Four?
No.
Was it Sasha Fierce?
It's the self-titled Beyonce album.
Let's fact check that.
Yeah, I guarantee. Because there's a music video for every song.
Well, that's just excessive.
Well, there's no one making music videos anyway. They don't have the money.
Yeah, that too. I think radio killed the... What is it? What's the song?
Killed the radio star.
Yeah. I feel like that MTV show, like, making the video kind of killed music videos.
Well,
it's like the beginning of the end.
We don't have any shows like 106 and Park anymore. We don't have
Slow Death.
Oh yeah, they tried to bring it back and it was terrible.
Because the music is terrible. They can't connect to the artists.
They didn't have TRL was gone.
It's like whack-a-mole. They like pop up.
they're all gone now. So
it's whack-a-mole.
So now you don't know when albums come out unless you get a text message from your friend that, hey, they came out. The fact that I had to tell you, and I haven't been telling you when good music has actually come out, actually.
I don't think you know when good music is coming out.
I asked my barber. he tells me.
Well, some things never change.
Yeah, he tells me. He's like, oh, you need to try. You need to listen to this. Because it's just so hard to discover good music nowadays.
Well,
you typically
right.
see...
Self-titled album, 2013.
I told you, self-titled Beyonce album. That was what dropped overnight. And everybody wants to do the Beyonce and just drop an album overnight, unannounced, with no promo. But you're not Beyonce, so you can't do that.
Even Beyonce shouldn't Beyonce.
Well, Beyonce's never done it again.
Exactly.
It's a one-time thing. Speaking of Beyonce,
let's
talk about one genre of music that is near and dear to my heart, which is R&B. I miss R&B.
You miss New Jack Swing.
Yeah. Dangerous album, Michael Jackson, for those who are listening, one of my favorite albums of all time.
It probably is one of the best albums of all time.
Because it's Michael Jackson. But I find that R&B has lost its ability to love.
You know what? I think you're right. The last R&B album, I didn't even say I purchased, cause, like, downloaded, was Black Rose, a Tyrese album. And it failed. It failed horribly.
Like, there were some good tracks.
Yeah, but he was whining. Like, R&B, like, good R&B, like...
There, you have those whiners.
Take him back! Take him back, honey! Like, he just... Like, no, just stop. Go home.
You have those whiners, though. You have the Keith Sweats. We haven't had a Keith Sweat.
But the whole album was just whiny.
There was a marriage song
again,
in there.
Then again, Tyrese is very whiny recently.
Oh, God. Okay. Only on this podcast will you hear that. But I will say this, though. I miss the fact that you can listen to an album of R&B with, like, your mom.
Absolutely.
And not have to worry about
absolutely
skipping the
absolutely
song because they dropped the
F-bomb.
Do
you know how many times I've put our daughter in the car and, like, just started the engine and the radio's on and I feel like I have to turn it down because I have no idea what's going to come through the speakers?
Yeah.
And I feel like my dad is judging me when he puts her in the car.
What you're listening to?
Yes! Because I'm listening to my phone. When I listen to my phone, I turn it up.
So you can even say now that the music still had the same message. It just wasn't as explicit as it is now.
Oh, absolutely. There's music that I listened to in the car with my mom when I was little. And I listened to it, you know, years later. And I'm like singing along and went, oh my God, what did I just say? Like, finally realizing what they meant. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't all in your face and blatant and just nasty.
Well, now it takes some creativity to find other ways to say.
Well, that just goes to show you that they're not very creative.
Well, what's the motive? Are they really doing it for the music or are they doing it for the money? That's the question.
Or doing it for the ladies.
That's true too. So one last topic. Album shortness. You said Bruno Mars was 10 tracks, right?
10 really good tracks.
10 really good tracks. Most albums nowadays are at least 10 tracks.
Oh, are
at
they?
Most, 12. Good ones, real good ones. Do you
name me a recent album that had 12 good tracks? I'll wait.
I would say Jay-Z's 444 had one. I don't know of any R&B album that had 10 tracks, though, besides Bruno Mars.
But would you call him R&B or would you call him pop?
They categorize him as R&B.
Yay, good job, Bruno. I knew I liked
it. He's like R&B pop. But remember, R&B used to be pop music.
I'm sorry, when?
When Usher, Neo,
okay,
all those guys were on the top 10 on the Billboard.
That was like a very short span of time.
That's right.
And it was a very narrow window of
like
artists.
That was like 10 years. That
it
was for 10
was
years.
Maybe.
You Got It Bad.
Shh.
You Don't Have to Call.
Shh.
I'm naming all the
songs. Yeah, you are.
But there are... Those R&B songs used to be on the top, and then hip-hop kind of dethroned it, and...
I wouldn't say it was hip-hop. It was, like, not quite techno, but it was, like, dancers. Like, what would you call that? Like, dancing music.
Like, electronic.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't dance hall, electronic music. It kind of took it a little bit, and then they tried to bring it back, and then they lost it to hip-hop. Hip hop is the number one genre that people listen to now. It's over rock music.
People
now
are okay with being ratchet. Everybody wants to be ratchet.
So, and it's not to say that some of the music isn't good, but it's just hard to find good music nowadays.
Agreed.
So as we close this podcast, we're just talking about how good
we have not come to an agreement. This is a split household, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, she won't listen to anything before 2003 unless it's
after 2003.
After 2003.
Unless your name is Bruno Mars or Justin Timberlake. Even still, Justin, that last album, I don't know, buddy.
Yeah, that I don't know what happened with that one. Thanks, Desiree, for jumping on the podcast. I appreciate you having availability.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And for those tuning in, make sure you subscribe to the Music in Mind podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you receive podcasts. The next episode is going to be one you don't want to miss. So thanks for your time, and we'll be talking to you soon.